I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J&A.
I'm J&A and the Day Home team of real estate teams. Thank you for listening to our real estate podcast. Tell your friends all about it if they have any real estate questions. So I'm a layperson. Jay's an expert. Jay said we should talk about people calling agencies or not calling an agency. I don't even know what that was about.
It's, you know, and again, another common theme that we've talked about, but I still think that we need to get people to understand how real estate works and who to call and what the expectation should be and how things operate. So, you know, for example, if you're, let's say you're buying a house, Tom, without my advice, before you started working with us and before we started talking, what do you think you would do if you were looking at a house?
If I'm picked out a house or if I'm thinking about buying a house? If I picked out a house, is that what you're speaking of?
You see this house. What do you do?
I want to buy this house. I would call the number on the sign in front.
Yeah, see? And that is what the average person does. And in our situation, that works out well because when you call, you're never going to get me answering the phone. Because my job and anyone who has their sign in front of the yard, their job is to represent the seller. The seller's interest, get them the most money, get them the best deal possible, whatever that happens to mean in terms of negotiations. But their loyalty and duty is 100% to that seller, not to anyone else.
So we don't know how to buy that house? That's somebody else handling that part of it?
Yeah. There's multiple types of agency. In the state of Maryland, we have seller agency, meaning they represent the seller exclusively. We have buyer agency, meaning that agent represents the buyer and negotiates on the buyer's best interest. Or we have sub-agency, and sub-agency means it's an agent that doesn't represent the buyer. They also represent the seller as well. So you have two choices of, you know, people negotiating technically against you working for the seller, or you have one option where you can have an agent working directly for you and negotiating for you. The challenge is most people look online, drive by a house, and they call the number and they ask to speak to, like, for example, if it was one of mine, they'll say, you know, I need to talk to Jay. Now, if you call our office and say, I need to talk to Jay, there's this house I wanted to see, they'll be quickly explained to them that, well, Jay represents the seller. I'm here. I work on his team. However, I can represent you. If you're thinking about buying this home, why don't we schedule a consult? We'll come in. We'll explain how agency works and why you don't want to talk to Jay. Because, again, Jay works for the seller. But not everybody and not every agency operates that way because technically I could help them. I couldn't represent them. I could have them sign a form saying they want no representation. I work for the seller and then I make more money. But because we don't operate on the need of making more money, we try to make sure everyone has their own representation.
So you're saying you could be negotiating with one of your agents in the buying and selling of a property?
Oh, it happens all the time.
It happens all the time?
You know Christina well. We had one of your listeners. I was representing the seller, and she was representing the buyer. And
you're talking about your wife?
Yeah.
And you guys work together to work it out? And then there's no conflict of interest there?
No. It's funny because I am so by the book. There's no pillow talk, none of that. It was, you know, literally, I'm in my office, downtown Frederick, she's at home, and we're negotiating back and forth on behalf of our clients to make the deal work. There's a fiduciary duty and responsibility to each of our clients to do what's best by them. So that situation happens where a lot of the times agents on our team are the ones that will represent a buyer, and they'll either negotiate against me, you know, or with me because I'm working for the seller, or Christina because she's working for the seller, as opposed to, again, say you call me and you tell me, you know, let's say you see this house, you drive by it and you grab the brochure and you're like, you call me, it's my listing. And the first thing you tell me, I've been looking for a house forever. I love this house. It's gorgeous. It's perfect for my family. I've been looking for 6 months and I finally found my dream home. That's something people would normally say because they've been looking. And then everything you tell me, I go back to the seller and I say, hey, this guy just called. He loves your house. It's his dream house. He hasn't been able to find anything he's wanted. And now this is it. It's in the school district for his kids. It's everything he wants. So you know what? We're going to actually try and make sure we get him to pay full amount. And because this is his home and he wasn't able to find anything else, it gives us leverage to negotiate against you.
So you're saying, Jay, if I pass a real estate sign in front of a property that I'm interested in, that name, that sign is not necessarily going to be who you're going to be working with. If it says from another agent, maybe I better call my buddy Jay Day to represent me on the buying of this house.
Absolutely. And the other misnomer or confusion with the public is, you know, any agent can show any house with any brokerage. So whether it's, you know, and I'll just name some brokerages, you know, we're real estate teams, whether it's a REMAX listing, a Long & Foster listing, a McIntosh, any of these, you know, anyone on our team can show any of those homes, and any agent on those brokerages can show any of ours. There's no, you can only show stuff from the same company or the same office. That is not how it works.
Well, that is why you got to call Jay, because my head's spinning here. I had a common, I thought it was just common knowledge that the name on the real estate sign is the person that you would call to buy this house.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that, unless it's sometimes they'll even call and say, I want to deal with you because I think I have a better chance of getting the house. And that's not the way it works either. You know, that's not how it is. You can have your own representation. That never impacts your ability to get a house. Now, who you hire can have an impact, because if they don't know how to negotiate or write a deal properly or get their paperwork in or move quickly, that could impact you from getting the house. But you never need to deal directly with the agent or the brokerage who has the property listed.
So somebody who wants to work with Jay has heard about Jay Day and the Day Home Team on WFRE, and there are buyers. They're looking to buy a home. Call Jay. He can show you any home that's on the market.
Absolutely. And the big thing is, especially if you've never bought before, if you haven't bought in the last few years, we want to get you in and do a consultation, because the real estate market is constantly shifting, not just values, but even the rules and regulations by the state. Or let's say you're looking in Maryland, but you're also considering Pennsylvania. The rules are different there also, or you're going to cross over into Virginia. Our team covers all three states. We know all the rules. We know all the regulations. And we'll be more than happy to explain how agency works, how the real estate transaction works, and just answer plain questions. Like I said, our office is right here in downtown Frederick. We have consults all the time. We bring people in, we educate them. And sometimes it's not something that, you know, you're thinking about buying a house. Again, if you call us, it doesn't mean we're going to think that you need to go out and buy something tomorrow. We have people that we're working with that, you know, oh, my lease is going to be up in 10 months. Okay, great. Come in. Let's come up with a game plan. Let's see where your credit is. Let's see if you're on a plan to be able to get to the point of where you have enough money saved that you can move forward and purchase a home. So it's not like you need to call us right away. And, you know, that becomes a challenge for people, because sometimes people do wait and they're like, my lease expires in 30 days. I need to find a new place to live. You don't want to be under the gun when you're looking at houses either, because if you do, you might end up having to settle on something as opposed to taking your time and understanding truly what you want, or being financially where you can be to buy what you truly are looking for, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. And I do know, I've learned enough to know that any question or anything we talk about here, we generally talk about in Maryland, because that's where we're based. But every one of these rules changes once you cross the state line.
Yeah, yeah. Pennsylvania is its own wonderful rules. And Virginia is a whole nother world, too. All three states are three completely different components. And it's funny, I was just talking with someone. One of your listeners came up to me at the Patty Pilatus Family Phenomenon and said, you know, you need to do West Virginia. We're in West Virginia and we need you to do West Virginia. And I explained to them, I said, you know, we've talked about it. We have not done it yet. And I explained that right now we have the three states. And because of the type of license I hold, I don't hold a reciprocity license. I actually, in Pennsylvania years ago, you had to go through the testing and the classes. So every 2 years, I have to take, you know, hours of classes for all three states so that I knew all the regulations, all the updates, all the changes. And adding West Virginia, I just told them, I don't know if I want to have to do this for four states. I might eventually end up doing it, because our listenership for WFRE is quite huge in West Virginia.
And we absolutely.
And we get a lot of calls. So
they're calling you from West Virginia. Yeah. Thanks for calling, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. It's something we're strongly considering. And like I said, the more I'm getting out and being at these events, the more people are pushing me. Like, you know, your listeners saying, hey, when are you going to do West Virginia? By the way, when are you going to do West Virginia?
It all comes down to if you need advice on any of this, buying, selling, any of the rules, any of the laws, any of the planning, call Jay and his team.
Yeah, we're here to help. You can reach us at 866-702-9038. Visit us online at dayhometeam.com. And listen, we'll, you know, whether you're looking to buy, sell, we'll be more than happy to chat with you about both of those situations.
I'm the one that's been doing these podcasts with you. I'm the one that's been working with you for 6 years, and I am scared. That's why I would call Jay. I would be scared going into this. There are so many pitfalls.
Oh, yeah, and that's what we're here for. You know, and it's funny because sometimes people look at it and say, you know, how many years of experience does this person have? Or, you know, you'll see people advertising, been selling homes for 25 years, 30 years. If you've been doing it for 25, 30 years, but you're only selling 2 to 3 homes a year, it's not about that. It's where you truly gain the experience and the expertise is in the amount of transactions and the amount of homes you sell. Because every time you have a situation or every time you have a home sale, there's different situations that can happen. The amount of experience that we've gained over the years of, you know, selling close to 600 houses a year gives us, you know, a huge, huge basis of knowledge to work off of and navigate through any type of obstacle that can come our way.
If you've seen it all, you got the answers. Home of the week.
Home of the week. This home is actually right here over in Waterside. Great townhouse, 7986 Windsale Court here in Frederick, again, over in Waterside, over by Wegmans. Listed at 235, 4 bedrooms. 3 full bathrooms, 1 half bath, great house. If you want to see the photos, check it out. Go to WFRE.com, go to our podcast, and we'll have all the photos, or give us a call, and we can schedule a tour for you.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Weekly Real Estate Podcast on 99.9 WFRE. Thanks for listening.